Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin, from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and we're just so glad that you joined us on the program. We're always glad that you joined us because it means something to us that you actually take the time to tune in and listen to what we have to say about usually the Word of God. Sometimes we talk about ourselves, but you know, we actually are a topical Bible study here on the air, and we broadcast on 91.5 FM every weekday at 7:30 a.m., and we also can be caught on our website at ourlighthouse.net. If you want to catch a program that you missed, you can always go back to our website, and that's the Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida website, and it's ourlighthouse.net. You just go in there and just look up Turn the Light on the top tab and just go in and you can look at all the past programs and things like that. It's really a great little resource if you're out working out, you're doing something, you want to just get busy and hear something good to listen to. We're always talking about Jesus here. So we always like to do the show with a co-host, and I've got a brand new special guest that I've done radio with in the past many, many different times. Want to welcome Patty Wilson to the program.
Hello.
Hi, Patty.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, so glad that you're here with us today. And we're looking, hopefully, to have you on the program pretty frequently and so forth, because I believe that God has a lot of wisdom that's just buried in you that needs to come out, that people need to hear. And it's just been an amazing time when we've done radio together
it
in
is,
the past.
Yeah.
And so we're looking forward to a new chapter here, and I think it could be really good.
Well, thank you. I'm excited. I love doing radio
yeah.
with you. I love just doing life with you.
Yeah, amen,
yeah,
amen. So
yeah.
Tell people a little bit about yourself, because like I said, you're brand new, so you know, tell them a little bit. You know,
yeah.
you got a pretty powerful testimony. Why don't we start there?
Just you want to start with some of that?
Yeah, just a little, you know, just...
Yeah.
The basics.
The basics are...
Start with, you know, I was born. No, I'm kidding.
I was born a long
time
ago.
Yeah, right.
Ago.
No, I'm kidding.
No, I've been in Brevard County for, gosh, I think about 47, 48 years
wow.
now.
Wow. See, you don't look a day over 30
well,
on the radio.
Thank you. I wish I felt that. No, I do. I'm being redeemed,
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Amen. I'm with you. I'm riding.
Yeah. And through situations and circumstances... I followed my husband here and ended up staying, never thought, I'm from upstate New York, never
right,
thought
right.
we would stay in Florida, but we've been here ever since. And we got into a lifestyle of just drinking and drugging.
Partying
and,
hard,
Yeah,
huh?
partying hard.
We've all been there.
Yeah, yeah. And
not
his,
all of us, but I have.
Yeah. And then I had kids, and that kind of changed things a little for me. So I
sure.
kind of stopped all the partying and stuff. And then after I had my second daughter, I had a huge tumor that they had found. Come to find out it was a rare form of cancer. And they didn't give me a lot of hope, maybe 50-50 to make it through the next year. Carrie
right.
was only...
And how many years ago was that?
44 years now.
Take that, devil.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep going.
Yeah. And so as a result of that, I kind of stopped all the partying and everything. And then after I had Carrie, because I carried the cancer, the tumor through the pregnancy, after I had her, Al's drinking got really, really heavy, really hard. And our marriage was falling apart.
Sure.
And in the meantime, I'm trying to recover, take care of two babies and stuff. And he came home one time, and he had a new drug I'd never heard of before. And he was like, come on in with my friends and try this. And I thought, oh, he's welcomed me in instead of, you know, pushing me away.
Yeah.
So I tried it, and this new drug gripped me right away, and it was crack cocaine.
Oh my gosh.
And to make a long story short, I ended up totally addicted to the crack.
Sure.
And of course my poor
been there.
And my poor body's trying to recover.
I was
recover.
A crackhead.
Yeah. A lot of us out there, yeah, crackheads. And so
used to be anyway.
Yeah.
Was
exactly. And it got to where I was stealing bill money and selling everything we had.
My gosh.
I sold my rings, I took his ring, sold those, you know, borrowing money. Whatever I had to do to get it. And finally one day I found myself under the bridge in Merritt Island and was like, you know, this has to end. I was shut up in the bathroom doing the crack and just stole all the bill money and everything. And I went home and I felt so small. Mm-hmm. I felt so bad. I looked at those babies. Amazingly enough, God, you know, I knew he had his hand upon me. I was able to maintain being a good mom. I never did it while I had the kids. It was always at night after they went to bed,
and then I'd do it
all night, or while they were at school during the day,
and it'd
be worn off by the time they got home. Crazy, crazy.
Wow.
And I don't even know who that person was.
I know.
Gone.
Me too. I look at that.
And so one night
Same
I cried out, yeah, and I said, God, if you're real, you need to show me. I mean, I called parents, can I come home? I need help. I tried to get help, and I couldn't find help anywhere.
Right.
All the doors were shut in my face, and so I remember falling to my knees and saying, God, if you're real, you need to show me, because I've got nowhere else to go.
Wow.
And I knew I was, you know, becoming suicidal
right.
at that point. All hope was
sure.
gone, and I kid you not, within like seconds, minutes after I cried out and said, God, show me if you're real, a girl come walking through my door and said, I don't know what's going on in your life, but God just told me I had to come over here now.
Wow.
I knew without a shadow of a doubt
God
that
was
he
real.
Was real.
Yeah,
there was nobody there but me crying out. And it just happened to be a neighbor who were praying for us, Patty and Paul Springer. You know those.
Oh, yeah,
and a lot of
absolutely,
listeners
yeah.
probably know who they are. And Patty was in prayer, and she heard the Lord say, go over there now.
Wow.
And we didn't have
a powerful
real relationship
moment.
Yeah, before
with the Lord
that.
And,
yeah.
and even with Patty. You know?
Yeah, and she
Crazy.
Led me to the Lord. Right then and there. And then right after that, Darlene and Eric Parton moved across the street. And I started watching Harbor. I was babysitting Harbor.
Right.
And Eric wasn't saved at the time.
Sure.
yeah, and Al wasn't saved. So Darlene and I and Patty got together, and the three of us started praying for our husbands.
Wow.
They were teaching me to pray. Darlene took me to church. She'd found Word Alive on Merritt Island here, Mike Failauer.
Yeah.
And so she started dragging me to church with her and changed my life, got
wow,
filled
man.
With the Holy Ghost, baptized in Cocoa Beach, and
yeah,
life has not been the same since. Shortly after
it's
that,
so powerful.
Easter Sunday, we talked Al and Eric into going, and
right.
they walked down together and got saved. Eric was radically saved. Al was like,
yeah,
you know, pulling in, but
yeah.
they both, their lives were changed. Our lives were changed. And
that's incredible. What a testimony,
yeah.
you know, and there's so much more. And we'll hopefully hear some of those stories, some of those other things, but
oh,
I just
yeah.
wanted people to get a general background on you, you know, because some people haven't met you or won't know you. So just hearing that testimony alone should just really, you know, it should blow your mind that God
yeah.
is just, he's looking. Some of you may
he
be
is,
in that
yeah.
same spot right now that she was at, that I was at, you
mm-hmm.
know, and God met us there. I said the same thing. God, show me
show
you're real.
Me. Yeah.
So you know what? If you're out there today and you're like, you feel like you're at the end of your rope, man, and just say, God, show me you're real. And guess what? He'll send somebody. He'll send
That's
laborers
right.
into the field of your life. So what really happened there, though, is that, you know, it's that power of resurrection, that resurrection power, Jesus
mm-hmm.
coming into our lives. And I asked you to bring a topic to talk about today, Patty, and you came up with the idea of rewords,
mm-hmm.
like words like reboot, you know, renew, things like that. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, share what God was speaking in your heart on
yeah.
that with me for a minute.
I know it's kind of an odd topic.
It
but
is.
God has used it.
These are
it.
Rewords.
Yeah, rewords.
So the topic today is rewords.
Rewords.
R-E.
And he's spoken to me through rewords for quite a bit over, I'd say, the last 7-8 years or so.
Right.
And it kind of started with, I got a package in the mail. I was leading women's ministry at the time. Well, I had just stopped leading women's ministry. And on these cards, each card was for women's retreats, and each one had topics. And so the topics were refresh, recharge, rethink, rediscover, refocus,
right.
All of these. But all of these began to just go off in my spirit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I was in a really dry place. I was isolating myself.
Right.
Dealing with a lot of stuff. And
church hurt, all kinds of things. You name it, all the above.
Mm-hmm.
Life in general.
Yeah.
Disappointments with the kids and families. And we've all been through it. I've been through it. You've been through it.
Big time.
So,
and it just causes you to pull back and retreat.
Sure.
And so
I'm gonna go crawl in this hole.
Exactly. Yeah.
And just stay there forever.
Right away.
Leave me alone. I'll be over here in the fetal position, twitching.
And I know better.
I know.
I mean,
so do I, but I've done it.
I've taught people so many times.
Yeah.
It's like I'm hearing the Lord, practice what you preach. I actually had somebody send me a card in the mail.
That's funny when the Lord says that to you. Yeah. I've been there too.
Yeah.
It's like, excuse me.
Yeah, I had somebody send me a card in the mail, actually, that said, Patty, practice what you preach. And I was like, ouch. But it was true, because I was not doing those things I needed to do. So when I read these cards, it was like everything I wanted to experience was on those cards. And I knew I had to begin to practice those things in my life, those rewords, in order to come back to life and to pick myself up, really, and shake that stuff off.
So there may be some people out there today, then, that are needing to come back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're out there, you're listening today, you need to reboot, you need to refresh, you need to have these things happening in your life. So we're going to talk about that for the remainder of the program, on how you can experience that in your own life.
Amen, amen.
So come on, let's dig into this a little bit.
So I started to reconnect, and because I was even falling away from going to church and that.
Sure.
So I started going back to church and getting into church. I started up women's groups again.
Right.
I started doing the freedom groups. I started women's prayer groups again. So that was helping me to reconnect.
Sure.
As a result, I'm refocusing, repurpose. I'd lost purpose, for sure.
Sure.
So purpose was
coming
back.
Do.
Yeah. I'm seeing the call on my life come back to life.
Right.
Being rebirthed, so to speak.
Sure.
The excitement came back. And then again, over time, you know, things happen. Life happens.
Sure.
And I stopped going to church every week and kind of pulled back there. And there are some physical things going on as well, not just, you know, heart issues or spiritual issues or whatever that were
adding to the fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Making it more difficult to get up and find my strength. I had to take my grandkids in, begin to raise grandkids.
Sure.
And, you know, I was a lot older than I was when I raised my kids. And so I didn't have the
kids
strength.
Will wear you out.
Oh, yeah.
They'll
the strength.
They'll take it
the
right out of you.
The emotional turmoil. There was a lot going on in our lives. And so I find myself once again needing to kind of reboot and reconnect.
Right.
And the reconnection, when God began to speak to me through the re's again, started pretty much last year, and I went through my journal when I was looking through this, and in my journal, I found that almost all of my prayers or all of the words that God had given me last year were rewords, and
that's
it's
so
amazing
cool.
how he speaks to me through those things, but it was like redeem. To redeem is to free yourself from what distresses or harms you, to repair, to restore, to reform. Remember again and raise your voice was in my journal. One of the things that God had spoke to my heart. And that's an area I felt like the enemy was stealing from me was my voice.
Sure.
Shutting
well, the last
down my
thing
voice.
That Satan wants us to recognize and understand is that God is a redeemer. That he is in the process of, you know, we can't shock Jesus, Patty. We can't shock our Heavenly Father. And the Holy Spirit is not blown away when we make mistakes.
Yeah.
They've been watching people make mistakes since the beginning of time, okay? But God is so kind and so loving, and he is looking to help us to reconnect
yes.
again, because the enemy, you know, what I think what a lot of times we don't understand is that there is an enemy and he is working to disconnect us. You know, there's all these dis
Always.
Words, destroy,
yep.
disconnect, you know, but God is a God of the rewords, the refreshing, you know, when mm-hmm. your freshness is gone, he's going to refresh you. You know, when your connection has been broken by the enemy, he's going to reconnect you. So I love this, and God is a redeemer.
Amen.
And that means he's purchased you with a price.
Yeah.
And that price is Jesus Christ. He paid in full for you to experience every reward that there is out there,
yeah,
you know, that is the heart of God for your life.
And that's how my year started this year. Felt like God just spoke to my heart and he said, I'm resurrecting you this year. And I got really excited because, you know, when God's speaking to you, you feel it on the inside.
There, oh, yeah.
You know, there's an emphasis on that word. And he said resurrecting. So I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I put my laptop on and turned on YouTube, put my worship music on, and the first song that came on was Resurrecting by Elevation Worship. And it was so cool because it was speaking loud to me, and I got excited. And I've gone over and over and over. Like I said, I went back through my notes from the year before, but everything I'm hearing now is rewords. We're hearing prophetic words come forth. It's a time of remantling. It's a time of recovery, those things that are lost. And I mean, I've even been recovering things like jewelry, you know, stuff like that, not just spiritually, but even in the naturally. During that time, when I had to find those rewards the first time around, we were robbed. Everything was stolen from me. I lost all of my jewelry, all of my mom's jewelry, you know, a lot of stuff. And I'm seeing even the recovery of those things in my life now. I'm seeing recovery of passion and vision and purpose. And so it's my year of resurrecting, but I know it's not just me. I know that God is doing that for many people listening out
Absolutely.
There. And we need to get excited about it, and we need to expect it. And what's so cool is just before Easter, I was driving down the road with my granddaughter, and she's 10 years old. She'll be 11 actually this week. And
happy birthday.
Yeah, a Libby girl. She comes up with all these questions in the car.
Sure.
Always.
And Jacob was our question kid, you know?
And
just wear you out with questions.
Yeah, yeah. And then but it makes you think, because she'll come out with those spiritual ones. And so we were talking about Easter. It was a couple days, and that song came on the radio, Resurrecting, my song. And I said, ooh, that's my song. And she was like, well, what does that mean?
Resurrecting. What is resurrecting?
Yeah, and what
Another
does Easter
reword.
Mean? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what does Easter mean? And what does resurrecting mean? And I began to share with her what that was. And I said, you know, Jesus died and he came back to life and that. I don't get it. I don't understand, she said. And I said, you know, well, God raised him up out of the dead. Oh, wait a minute, she said. So Jesus was rebooted. She said, in our video games, if something dies or someone dies, we can reboot them and they come back to life, she says. So I get it. Jesus is rebooted.
Wow, that's really powerful.
I know. I thought it was pretty cool.
So resurrection and rebooting to the newer generation, they recognize that word a little better.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm an old computer guy, so when things are all messed up and everything with your computer, you reboot it and it actually brings it back to the start.
Yeah.
You know, back to the way it was originally. So that's really good.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was really cool. So it just went off in my spirit, you know, that rebooted, resurrecting. It's what God is doing. And I thought about, you know, us in our own lives. How do we reboot?
Sure.
You know, what is it that's causing
How do I reboot my life?
Yeah. Because we malfunction.
That's a good question.
It's a glitch.
Yeah.
You know, we all deal with glitches. If we can't get our phone to work or our computer or TV, whatever.
Yeah, we turn it off, turn it back on.
Turn it back on. It reboots it.
That's really good because, you know, we do. We need to turn off our life when it starts to get out of control, when it starts to become toxic, when things are going rough, when things don't seem like they're going the way that you think they should. Turn your life off for a minute and reboot yourself. Get before the Lord, come to him, and allow him to, you know, redirect.
Yeah.
You know, you see I slipped that one in there, right?
Redirect.
Let That's God begin to redirect.
More rewords.
You in the direction that you should go, you know? And, you know, for me, that a lot of times comes when I'm tired, when I'm worn down, when I'm, you know, feeling a little beaten up by everything that comes at you. It comes at you so fast. So for me, the word for me was recharge.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you just need to recharge. You need to get back in the Word. You've gotten away from reading your Bible. You've gotten away from praying, you know, and you got, it's like your cell phone. It's only going to run so long before you got to get it back to the charging port.
Yep.
You know, which is the presence of God. God is the power source, right?
Yeah.
And we can run on that power and that charge that God has given us in our life. But as we keep going and going and going, you know, our percentage of power is getting lower and lower and lower.
And
then
weaker.
Eventually that low battery light's going to come on. You're going to like, I got to charge my phone or it's going to die. And that's no different really in many ways for us. And I look at, you know, Philippians 4, 13, and it says this, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me the strength. Even so, you have done well to share with me, you know, in my present difficulties." So you can do all things through Christ. If we want to recharge, we're going to have to go back. We're going to have to go back to the starting line. Where did we find our first power at?
Mm-hmm.
It was in that moment with Jesus. It was that day when that Lady Patty walked through your door and she led you to Christ. You know, I think so many times we forget about that moment in our life because we get down the road and now we're religious. We got all these things going on. Well, we've got to
recall, redirect, and remember.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that amazing?
Yes.
I love all the different words that are out there and available for that. We're going to take a quick break and come right back and talk more about this.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my joy. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you. All right, everybody, we are back. Thanks again to our sponsors. Patty, we've been talking about the re-words, R-E words, you know, refresh, renew, reconnect. I mean, there's just so much about this in Scripture. As we've begun to break it down, it's even become more and more evident that this is a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, let's talk a little bit more about it.
God began to show me that it's all about the rewords, the rebooted. We begin to be, when we reboot, when we're resurrected, then we're repaired.
Oh, there we go.
We're
I like that word.
we're recharged, refreshed, revived, and it brings revival
wow.
to our lives. We begin to rebuild, to rediscover, to refocus, and recover.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
That really is amazing.
So he spoke to my heart, no matter what situation or circumstance you face, there's a reword that contains a promise or a solution
right.
to everything that you face. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, and I mean, people are facing some really difficult situations, difficult things out there in their lives. You know, if you're facing something like depression, you need to be redirected. You need to be refreshed. You need to be renewed by the Spirit of God in your life. You need the power and presence of the Holy Spirit to come in and you know, redirect you and
you
restore you. And so it's yeah. so powerful.
It is powerful. And, you know, a lot of times we don't like to hear this part of it, but if we want all of these manifested in our lives, we have to do one thing.
What
we have
that?
To start in one place.
Yeah.
And usually that's repent.
Ah, if we go, there we go
to Acts 3, verse 19, and I'm going to read it
so
out
good.
Of the Amplified. And keep your ear tuned in how many rewords there are in this one little tiny section of scripture. It says, so repent, change your mind and purpose. Turn around and return to God that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean, and times of refreshing, of recovery from the effects of the heat, of reviving, a fresh air may come from the presence of the Lord.
Wow.
Isn't that powerful?
So what I'm hearing is the first step to any of this, guys, if you're listening out there today, is you need to repent. What does repent mean? You know, sometimes we like, I don't want to hear that word in church. Pastors are afraid to say it. All right, we're going to say it. You need to repent. That means you need to turn around. You need to go in the opposite direction that you've been going. And when you make that decision to return to Jesus in your life, he will begin to what?
Refresh
you. And then through that process of being refreshed and, you know, and renewed in your life, you will recover.
Recovery comes.
You know, yep. you'll recover. And I know some of you need recovery. It's not just an addiction thing.
Mm-hmm,
it's a
that's
life
right.
thing. We mm-hmm. need to recover from life. It's rough sometimes. It comes after us. It beats us up. It's gut punching us constantly.
Yeah.
But the ultimate goal is the last word in that scripture, and that is that God is in the business of reviving you.
Amen.
You know, where, you know, when somebody is dead, they need to be revived.
Mm-hmm.
And this life and sin and all the different things that are coming against us in this world have sought to steal, kill, and destroy us. But Jesus has come that we might, what? Be revived, that we might have life again.
Abundantly,
so
yep.
revive in the name of the Lord, each and every one of you, we call you forth in Jesus' name
Jesus
to be all
name.
That God's called you to be.
That's right. This is your season of
right.
resurrection, your season of being rebooted and reconnecting to the promise and the purpose that God has for you. We each have a purpose. We each have a call on our life. And when you're caught up in all the other stuff, it's so easy to lose sight of that.
Yes.
We have to refocus.
Yeah. So guys, we hope you've enjoyed the program today. Rediscover what God can do
Amen.
In your life. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.